From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Governor Rick Scott is bantering back about speculation that Charlie Crist will run against him in 2014 as a Democrat.
In my first 2 years, we've turned the corner. Biggest drop in unemployment is down 8.5%, and 175,000 private sector jobs. So that's what I'm doing. I know what happened in the last administration.
Crist was elected governor as a Republican in 2006. He ran the state during a national recession that included the collapse of the housing market. His run for U.S. Senate as an independent failed. And another name that is emerging as a possible candidate for governor is fairly familiar around the state, and that's current Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. Mark Simpson reports the mayor is planning to make an announcement one way or the other in the coming weeks.
For months, political speculators plugged Buddy Dyer, the Democratic mayor of Orlando, as a top gubernatorial contender. Dyer hasn't let himself get pinned down, though, and says he's been focused on completing his term as mayor. But in a recent conversation with WMFE, Dyer said he's coming much closer to making a decision.
Well, I have a lot of people ask me about that every day, and it's something that I probably should seriously consider, but I've given myself a time frame of letting people know one way or the other sometime after the first of the year, because if I'm going to do it, I actually have to do it. And if I'm not going to do it, I think it's only fair to everybody else to let them know that I'm not in.
Other possible Democratic contenders include former gubernatorial candidate Alex Sink, former state senator Dan Gelber, and current state Senate minority leader Nan Rich. I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
If you're watching the Miami Dolphins game this week, try your best to imagine it's 40 years ago. Not only will it make you feel better about the current Dolphins situation, but it will also make the 1972 Dolphins feel pretty good, too. This is the 40th anniversary of one of the greatest feats in sports history, and that is the perfect season. Phil Latzman reports this calls for a celebration.
It was 1972 when the Dolphins won a flawless 17-0 on their way to a Super Bowl title, and 4 decades later, they remained the last NFL team to do it. Some of the members of that legendary group will gather for a reunion dinner tonight in Fort Lauderdale, then for a special golf tournament at the Doral Resort and Country Club tomorrow, before being officially feted in celebration as part of Sunday's home game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Manny Fernandez was a defensive lineman on the 72 squad and will also be among those inducted into the team's Walk of Fame on Sunday.
Yeah, the whole weekend is special. Even prior to this honor, this just made it even more special. But, it's always great to get back with these guys. We've stayed close, in part because of these reunions.
The reunions typically take place and the champagne corks are popped after the last unbeaten team in the NFL loses. The closest any team has come was the 2007 New England Patriots, who went 18-0 before losing in the Super Bowl to the New York Giants. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Hope they're not going to want some stone crabs with any champagne, because they're apparently in short supply around the Tampa Bay area. Prices are said to be soaring. Crabbers say it could be the balmy weather and calm waters in the Gulf, or it could be the octopus that are feasting on stone crabs. Some area crabbers say up to half of their traps are coming up empty. It's apparently easy pickings for an octopus to reach in and grab and munch on a crab. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend, and I will be back with you in a week.